This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a nation that is going through a serious reexamination of racial tension, of racial inequalities, of everything having to do with the relationship between people of color, as they are often called in politically correct circles, and white people, as I don't know. Now, whether you consider yourself white or flesh, do you remember that? Boy, is that ever. And it just came to mind when I was a child, and I don't know when they changed this, but they used to have a boxes of crayons that you could get from Crayola. And when you had flesh color, it would be kind of pale. There's no more flesh color. Because human flesh and human shading comes in all different kinds and varieties, and one is not superior and should not be deemed more superior or more normal than another. Okay? I think that's something people should be able to agree on, if nothing else, in this period of bitter conflict. 1-800-955-1776. You know it's getting serious when there are big media companies that are willing to lose money to try to conform to political correctness. A very popular TV show for many, many years has been canceled. Why? Because it's too positive toward police departments. And they have also removed from HBO Max one of the greatest movies ever made, and one of the most successful movies ever made. A movie that, if you adjust for inflation, it's either at the very top or in the top three, and I think it is at the very top for being the most successful money-making movie of all time. Gone with the Wind. Canceled. Why? We will get to that in just a moment. But first, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, helping to, I think, seal the idea of defunding the police as a campaign issue. She's on with George Stephanopoulos on ABC and has this to say about the defunding the police agenda item. Listen.
Why is it necessary to take the money from the police? I mean, I understand your argument, the argument you're making about expanding social services, investing in social services, but the research does show that more police on the street means less crime.
Well, I think there's one question that is interesting here is that when it comes to funds, it's not always just about the number of officers in the street. It's about these police precincts that have tanks, that have military weaponry, and frankly have a degree of material resources and warlike weaponry that people ask, why does a local police precinct have this in the first place? So when we talk about defunding, it can show up in multiple ways. Additionally, the other way that we talk about in this is that when people ask for healthcare, when they ask for housing, when they ask for education, people always say, how are you going to pay for it? And so what this movement is doing, first and foremost, it's important to note that this is directed at city councils and mayors. And so you should look to see if your city is having this conversation. But first, and the other question here, too, is, I think it's a valid question for people to ask, what should be our number one budget priority at all? Does any agency deserve to be funded more than almost all the others for healthcare, housing, and youth combined?
Okay, this is completely nonsense. The funding for healthcare that the United States expends for housing, for youth, for education is vastly higher than what we spend on the police. And the one thing that basically even George Stephanopoulos, who is no conservative, he's not a right winger, He was one of the chief advisors to Bill Clinton, for those who don't recall. But George Stephanopoulos even acknowledges the more police you put on the streets, the more trained they are, the more skilled they are, the better equipped they are, the more likely it is that you're going to continue to bring down the crime rates. It's worked. It's one of those federal policies, one of those state and local policies that has actually worked. It's produced results. There are very few. Generally, when people talk about changes in legislation, it's very hard to point to say, well, this legislation really worked out well, really did what it was supposed to do. The anti-crime bill that Joe Biden now is going all around the world apologizing for from 1994, it worked. It lowered crime rates. It lowered crime rates in the inner city. It saved lives. And that's why the talk of defunding the police is so ludicrous. And by the way, when it comes to funding a police equipment, one of the things that's very expensive is equipping every police officer with a camera, right? To make sure that people have documentation for any charges about police misconduct. Though cameras can be fairly expensive. That equipment, I am sure that Representative Ocasio-Cortez wants to not only distribute, but require. And I do think there are questions. You can talk about the militarization of police, and that's not generally necessary. But you know what? Within the last couple of weeks, it has been necessary on occasion. And that's one of the big ironies of all these protesters. If their goal is to turn public opinion against the police, they are failing horribly. Because the violence and the looting and the attacks on private property and the burning of cars and basically the idea of things spiraling out of control, 80% of people in a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll said America's out of control. When America's out of control, that does not lead the public to say, oh, no, we need fewer police. We need more police abandoning their precinct stations so they can get burned down in Minneapolis, so they can be converted into a Seattle People's Department on Capitol Hill in Seattle. All of that is ridiculous. And it's not going to work politically, which is why I think that Kamala Harris, who was also on with George Stephanopoulos, has helped to show why she would be a disastrous choice for Joe Biden to select as his vice presidential nominee. Listen.
I support investing in communities so that they become more healthy and therefore more safe. Right now, what we're seeing in America is many cities spend over one-third of their entire city budget on policing. But meanwhile, we've been defunding public schools for years in America. We've got to re-examine what we're doing with American taxpayer dollars and ask the question, are we getting the right return on our investment? Are we actually creating healthy and safe communities? And that's a legitimate conversation, and it requires a really critical evaluation. I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
Okay, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, who has talked about cutting off funding for the police. Look, it is simply not true that she says we have been defunding public education. The United States spends more per pupil on public education at the federal, state, and local levels, and yes, we do have federal expenditures for public education, than any other country on earth. And we don't get a decent return from it because the entire system that has been handicapped gravely by teachers' unions and by a public school bureaucracy and by political correctness. And talking of political correctness, okay, this story, it's deeply disturbing to me, actually. So, and then the Wall Street Journal, Gone with the Wind was pulled from HBO Max, while the long-running TV show Cops was outright canceled. Why? Because of concerns about racism. We'll get to that story and those concerns coming right up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Score by Max Steiner for the 1939 Hollywood classic Gone with the Wind. The movie's nearly 4 hours long, and I think most of you have probably seen it. And let me say, do I think that the movie is historically accurate or even historically responsible? Of course not. Does the movie gloss over and romanticize the Old South and the plantation system and the Confederacy? It does all of that. It's based on a novel that does that even more one-sidedly and even more dramatically. But the idea that the movie gets canceled now on HBO is kind of shocking. The story proclaims that Gone with the Wind was pulled from HBO Max, while the long-running TV show Cops was outright canceled, a sign that entertainment companies are re-examining the content they offer in the wake of nationwide protests following the killings of George Floyd. Considered a classic of American cinema and winner of 8 competitive Academy Awards, including Best Picture, the 1939 film starring Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh, and Hattie McDaniel tells the story of Southern Belle Scarlett O'Hara and her love affair with Rhett Butler. Most of you know all of that. Hattie McDaniel, who played, you'll pardon me for saying so, Mammy in the film, who was an aging slave who was very devoted to the O'Hara family. Hattie McDaniel became the first African-American ever to win an Academy Award. She won for Best Supporting Actress, which was a milestone at the time. In any event, HBO Max parent company AT&T authorized the move amid a growing concerns about racial injustice. In a statement, HBO Max said, quote, Gone with the Wind is a product of its time. Well, obviously. And depicts some of the ethnic and racial prejudices that have unfortunately been commonplace in American society. When the movie returns to the platform, it will be with a, quote, discussion of its historical context and a denouncement of those very depictions, but will be presented as it was originally created, because to do otherwise would be the same as claiming these prejudices never existed. If we are to create a more just, equitable, and inclusive future, we must first acknowledge and understand our history. Okay, that is actually reassuring. But you know what? My very strong guess is it won't last. They will edit parts out when they re-release it. And it's one of those things where if you have seen the movie, it is, first of all, the color is gorgeous. The technicolor is gorgeous. The camera work and the acting is so superb. And it is a compelling story. But is it right to release it together with some kind of corrective for the historical context? If that corrective for the historical context is done in a responsible way. And the idea that that Gone with the Wind is anything less than a great film. Look, people use the example also of Intolerance, which is another one of those movies. Not Intolerance, pardon me. Birth of a Nation. Intolerance is by D.W. Griffith. That's a film he made after Birth of a Nation. Birth of a Nation glorifies the Ku Klux Klan. Birth of a Nation, in a way that is not true of Gone with the Wind, is a profoundly racist film that I do not think should be shown on TV or should be widely available. And why? Because, well, for one thing, it has most of its black characters are portrayed by actors in blackface. White actors in blackface. No, they are. And it's horrific. And it shows the Ku Klux Klan as rescuing people and saving people, and the nation that they're talking about being born in Birth of a Nation is the Invisible Empire, the nation of the Ku Klux Klan. That's different. That's not Gone with the Wind. And aside from which, Birth of a Nation, made in 1915, endorsed by President Woodrow Wilson, Birth of a Nation is a silent film, which is much tougher to watch today. It's still a fascinating historical document. I don't think it ought to be banned. But when it comes to Cops, this bothers me much more. Yesterday, the long-running show Cops, it was getting ready for its season 33 premiere. Can you imagine? Cops as a TV show was older than a lot of the people who are demonstrating out there. On Tuesday, the long-running show Cops, a reality program which showed the police in a very favorable light, was canceled by the Paramount Network. Another pro-police reality show, Live PD, has been pulled from the schedule of the A&E network. That's the Bad Boys song, which, of course, is the well-known theme music for Cops. And again, they misstate the facts here. They say Gone with the Wind, with its portrayal of happy slaves. Well, that would be more the song of the South, I think. But that's another problematic film. But no, Gone with the Wind portrays and actually humanizes some slave characters, but it shows slavery as a benign institution, which, of course, is not historically true. There's no basis for believing that or portraying that at all. In any event, they go on to say that part of this may have come in response to a guy that I know I'm friendly with, actually. He and I have worked on projects together, John Ridley, who is a great writer, thinker, author, and he won the Oscar for adapted screenplay for the Oscar-winning movie 12 Years a Slave. He actually had made a public statement to ask that Gone with the Wind be taken off HBO Max. He said, quote, "It is a film that glorifies the antebellum South." True. "It is a film that, when it is not ignoring the horrors of slavery, pauses only to perpetuate some of the most painful stereotypes of people of color." Also true. The film, he said, perpetuates, quote, "the racism that's causing angry and grieving Americans to take to the streets." I don't truly believe that, especially with them coming back and now saying they will make Gone with the Wind available together with corrective material. Fine. Featuring the song Bad Boys with the lyrics, "Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do, what you gonna do when they come for you," in its opening credits. Cops was a cinema verite-style documentary show about dealing with the mundane and the mayhem of being a police officer. And you know what? I've only seen, I think, two episodes of Cops ever. But I think it did it fairly well. And the idea that you now cannot show police in a favorable light, it's a kind of censorship that appears to me revolting. Cops was postponed initially. Now it's canceled. Will somebody else pick it up? One can only hope. We will be right back with more on the political future. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not consider renaming military bases that are named after Confederate leaders from the Civil War.
"These monumental and very powerful bases have become part of a great American heritage and a history of winning, victory, and freedom."
Busy day on Capitol Hill as senators are looking into the topic of reopening schools this fall amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
"The question for governors, school districts, teachers, and parents is not whether schools should open, but how to do it safely."
That's Republican Senator from Tennessee, Lamar Alexander, and White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says he believes there is no systematic racism in the United States. Kudlow also adding that he believes what happened in Minnesota to George Floyd was horrific. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to reconciliation, when it comes to race and equality and equal opportunity and brotherhood, all of those sort of soggy words that Americans really ought to embrace without embarrassment, because that's where our country needs to go. Today was a milestone day in a positive way, because the Senate today voted unanimously to confirm as Air Force Chief of Staff General Charles Brown. And it was a moving moment that sounded like this. This is clip 20, Jeremy, with the Vice President himself, Honorable Mike Pence, presiding, the Trump nominee, Charles Brown, confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Listen.
On this vote, the yeas are 98, the nays are 0, and the historic nomination of General Charles Q. Brown, Jr., as the United States Air Force Chief of Staff is confirmed.
And this was in the works for a while. This was not something that is a sudden response to the public outrage about the killing of George Floyd. It is a and General Brown, who I really did not know that much about, if you read his background, this is a classic overachieving American and a classic American story. And he actually released a video which, very much like the Jason Riley piece that I mentioned before that I hope everybody reads, that gives the facts and the truth and the right perspective in terms of the idea of crime and black lives and the police. He, General Brown, without taking any sides at all, posted a video in which he addressed the death of George Floyd and the controversy surrounding it. Listen.
As the commander of Pacific Air Forces, a senior leader in our Air Force, and an African American, many of you may be wondering what I'm thinking about the current events surrounding the tragic death of George Floyd. Here's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about how full I am with emotion, not just for George Floyd, but the many African Americans that have suffered the same fate as George Floyd. I'm thinking about protests in my country, tis in thee, sweet land of liberty, the equality expressed in our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that I've sworn in my adult life to support and defend. And thinking about a history of racial issues and my own experiences that didn't always sing of liberty and equality. I'm thinking about living in two worlds, each with their own perspective and views. I'm thinking about my sister and I being the only African Americans in our entire elementary school and trying to fit in. I'm thinking about then going to a high school where roughly half the students were African American and trying to fit in.
And he goes on to talk about some more of his own life experiences. Listen.
I'm thinking about my Air Force career, where I was often the only African American in my squadron, or as a senior officer, the only African American in the room. I'm thinking about wearing the same flight suit with the same wings on my chest as my peers, and then being questioned by another military member, "Are you a pilot?" I'm thinking about how I sometimes felt my comments were perceived to represent the African-American perspective, when it's just my perspective informed by being African-American. I'm thinking about some of the insensitive comments made without awareness by others. I'm thinking about being a captain at the O Club with my squadron and being told by other African-Americans that I wasn't black enough since I was spending more time with my squadron than with them. I'm thinking about my mentors and how rarely I had a mentor that looked like me. I'm thinking about the sound advice that has led to my success. And even so, most of my mentors cannot relate to my experience as an African American.
And he goes on, and I go to clip D, Jeremy. He goes on to conclude and asking for wisdom and success in his new extraordinary position as Air Force Chief of Staff. Listen.
Finally, I'm thinking about my historic nomination to be the first African American to serve as the Air Force Chief of Staff. I'm thinking about the African Americans that went before me to make this opportunity possible. I'm thinking about the immense expectations that come with this historic nomination, particularly through the lens of current events plaguing our nation. I'm thinking about how I may have fallen short in my career and would like to continue falling short, living up to all those expectations. I'm thinking about how my nomination provides some hope, but also comes with a heavy burden. I can't fix centuries of racism in our country, nor can I fix decades of discrimination that may have impacted members of our Air Force. I'm thinking about how I can make improvements, personally, professionally, and institutionally, so that all airmen, both today and tomorrow, appreciate the value of diversity and can serve in an environment where they can reach their full potential. I think I don't have all the answers on how to create such an environment, whether here in PACAF or across our Air Force. I'm thinking about without clear-cut answers, I just want to have the wisdom and knowledge to lead during difficult times like these.
I think he does. The evidence appears to be that he does. Congratulations and Godspeed to General Brown. And we will post, if we can, Jeremy, let's post his remarks to our website at michaelmedved.com. No, he can't be selected as a vice presidential running mate for Joe Biden. Why not? He's the wrong gender. Biden was actually answering questions for Nora O'Donnell of CBS News about his vice presidential choice. Listen.
You said you will announce your choice for vice president around August 1st. Have the last 2 weeks affected how you will make that decision and who you will choose?
No, they haven't, except it's put a greater focus and urgency on the need to get someone who is totally simpatico with where I am. The one thing that I've learned has been, the only thing I know a fair amount about is vice presidency. And it's really important that whomever you pick as a vice president agrees with you in terms of your philosophy of government and agrees with you on the systemic things that you want to change, and is in fact going to be able to be someone who is not at all intimidated by the president, not at all intimidated working in the White House, and is going to be prepared to give their unvarnished opinion and be able to privately argue with the president if they disagree. I want someone strong. I want someone strong and someone who is ready to be president on day one.
Okay, the ready to be president on day one doesn't mean that he's planning not to serve as president. It means on day one of that particular figure actually taking over the presidency. There was also a very clear response on the whole idea of defunding the police from the Trump campaign. Reverend Daryl Scott, who is a National Diversity Coalition for Trump member, he's a senior pastor and co-founder of the New Spirit Revival Center in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Here's what he said about defunding the police. We will get to that. We will also get to the latest from 538 about where the race stands. Actually, from the Upshot, which is a fascinating analysis, because it suggests that the crucial element of the electorate that may decide this election is not suburban women with a college education, as we've heard many times, and that's a group that seems to be going for Biden, and it's not African Americans. It's actually white males with no college degree, where Biden is showing surprising strength. Why? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin, right, while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
NASCAR has just announced that they are going to be banning the Confederate battle flag. Quote, the presence of the Confederate flag at NASCAR events runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry. Bringing people together around a love for racing and the community that it creates is what makes our fans and sport special. The display of a Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties. Do I think this is like removing Gone with the Wind from HBO Max? No. Because what they're not doing, they're not banning all of NASCAR. They're not saying that the entire sport has to go away. And I don't believe that there are many things that people will recall fondly about their youth when you're talking to your kids, your grandkids, or somebody in future generations. I don't think anybody's going to say, you know, I remember the good old days when there used to be Confederate flags all over the place. Boy, those were the days, weren't they? I don't think so. I think there ought to be a recognition that the Confederate flag inevitably represents one of the worst ideas in all of human history. And I'm not now just talking about slavery. Slavery is a terrible idea and a terrible institution. The worst idea in all of human history is seceding from the United States and fighting to destroy this country, your own country, for the defense of slavery. Sorry, that wasn't a noble cause. Some of the people who fought for that cause were noble people, but they were fighting for an evil cause. And I think maybe the American people can unite around that point today in 2020. Reverend Darrell Scott, who's National Diversity Coalition for Trump member, he's senior pastor and co-founder of the New Spirit Revival Center in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. He was testifying today at the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center, and he gave his opinion as a leader in the African-American community of defunding the police. Listen.
I want to begin by stating that the prospect of defunding and or dismantling
police forces across the country is one of the most unwise, irresponsible proposals by American politicians in our nation's history and makes absolutely no sense at all, at least to me. I believe it is nothing short of the politicizing of current social events in an effort to garner votes during this election season. I also believe that it's a reactionary measure that can and long-term damage to American society, particularly in our inner city and urban communities.
He's entirely correct, of course. And he goes on to talk about what we really need in terms of funding the police departments. Listen.
Now, I recognize the fact that the elimination of excessive force and physical retaliation by officers of the law against American citizens is paramount today. I recognize the fact that racial profiling and the harsh treatment of minorities is a very real reality that must be eliminated immediately. I myself can testify of times in my life when I felt racially profiled by police. I can testify of times in my life when I was pulled over for driving while black. I can testify of giving my grandson, who is now of driving age, the talk of how to properly behave if pulled over by police because he had the question of a very real fear of the possibility of death at the hands of police. In fact, my very first interaction with police when I was 13 years old resulted in me being roughed up. I could very easily have been George Floyd. George Floyd could have very easily been me, my brothers, my friends, or any number of any other black men in America. However, I do not recommend throwing the baby out with the bathwater by labeling all police officers as bad cops simply because of the bad actions of a rogue segment of those whose job is supposed to be to protect and to serve American citizens.
That's Daryl Scott, black pastor from Cleveland, Ohio, who's part of the Trump campaign. The Trump campaign is not going to abandon its attempt to win more than the 8% of the African-American vote he got last time. But it turns out there's a fascinating analysis by Nate Cohen, and I think he's very persuasive on this, that the one reason, above all others, that the new polls are sounding alarm bells in the Trump campaign is because Trump is losing support among one of the core elements of his base. That base is people without college degrees who are white and, in fact, are male. And in the most recent polls, white voters, male and female, without a college degree, still back the president by a margin of 21 points. But in April, he had a 31-point lead. And that's a big difference. And in fact, as Nate Cohen points out, if Trump does not have a bigger lead than that, it will be very tough for him to carry states like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and maybe even Ohio, where the Democrats have been showing fairly well in polls right now. The one point that is fascinating is he brings up something that I think people should remember. There are 5 months remain, he writes, until the presidential election. There's plenty of time for the race to swing in Mr. Trump's favor, just as it did in the final stretch of the 2016 campaign. And indeed, the 2016 race was characterized by a predictable, mean reverting oscillation between nearly double-digit leads for Mrs. Clinton in August and October and a tighter race in which Mr. Trump trailed in national polls but remained highly competitive, as in July, September, and November. The point being that things swung back and forth. They have not swung back and forth in trial heats between Trump and Biden. But he is within striking distance, and the point being that the Democrats suggesting, oh, Biden has it in the bag, it's solid, it's done, this is only going to backfire on them. This is going to be a dramatic race, And speaking of dramatic, June is often the time of month for brides. You can't do a real wedding. Then how about a movie wedding for this month of June in one of the funnier and more heartwarming versions of that ceremony? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
June brides may have a tough time in the midst of a pandemic and a lockdown, but those of us who love weddings can take some comfort in the most recent version of Father of the Bride from 1991, with Steve Martin, flat-out wonderful, taking over the Spencer Tracy role from the first film of 40 years earlier.
I'm engaged! I'm getting married!
I was no longer the man in my little girl's life. Old Dad was history.
There's some slapstick here. It's a Steve Martin film, after all, that may not really fit, and some folks may be bothered by the hilarious gay stereotype of Martin Short as a strangely accented wedding planner named Frank. But the film leaves you with a warm glow about weddings, marriage, and father-daughter relationships. It's rated PG, despite a few mildly off-color references. 4 stars for the 1991 Father of the Bride, one of the few remakes that lives up to and maybe surpasses the original. And Father of the Bride, and the original Father of the Bride from 1950, where Elizabeth Taylor plays the bride. I mean, this is before she actually had any of her 8 marriages, so she was just getting prepared. She was 18 when she made the original Father of the Bride in 1950 with Spencer Tracy. Both films are a delight. Well, this is something I'm sure we will talk about tomorrow. Mississippi lawmakers are drafting a resolution to remove the Confederate emblem from the state flag. It's a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Mississippi. And probably a good idea. I think the important thing to keep in mind is this has not always been on the Mississippi state flag. They put the Confederate battle emblem on the state flag during some of the era of Jim Crow and as part of backlash. Does this, again, mean something precious is lost in America? I don't think so. It may actually lead to a more harmonious greatest nation on God's green earth.
With a lot of us,
let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.